Yo, quick PSA. So in this episode, you're gonna hear us talking about that lady, the racist, Vicky Momberg, and how she was on the run. As some of you may pick up, she's since handed herself in. At the time of recording, she had not. So that's why you're getting that. Otherwise, as per usual, motherfuckers, enjoy.
Let's go, episode. As I've been gently reminded, 24 of Part-Time Alcoholics. We out here, we in the building. The brand of Bronic.
Sure.
We out here doing push-ups and shit. As usually joined by myself. I forget my AKA sometimes, eh?
AKA,
I really
the
do.
Suburban Papa Action.
Oh yes, the Suburban Papa Action.
The taxi driver's nutritionist.
Yes.
Your mom's favorite
boyfriend. Your mom's boyfriend. Your mom's complaining that I'd be outing her on the things.
Oh.
She'd be like, yo fam, don't do that. And I'm joined by my illustrious guests. We have either or. Who wants to start?
Go for it, fam.
One, two, one, two.
I DIY Daddy, Jermaine Dupri.
VIP protection.
Actually, last week was technically the birthday episode. I'm sort of rehashing that, and I actually prefer this one. I think this one should be the birthday episode.
Oh, because
so
you're free now. Because you're free now.
Because I'm free, because I just wrote my last exam, and I'm free for life, and we're drinking single malt whiskeys.
AKA,
my favorite.
11 months a slave.
Ooh.
Wait, so you done?
Dunzo.
Like Dundun. Like Dundun.
Dundun graduations on the 29th. Done.
Woo! So, just, I don't know. Is it like matric? Wait for the results in the newspaper.
No. No, this is advanced. So, probably in the next week or so, I'll get the results of this exam. But I know I passed, so it's fine. And then I've got the results from my last assignments anyway. So, but and for the rest of the course, I already got my results, all in the green, ready to go for graduation.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway.
We need to find an AKA for that.
Yeah.
And we also have
your favorite tea drink.
Your favorite. Got him like mid sip.
Oh.
A favorite tea drinking snack. Ooh, guys. What are we doing? Anyway, we out here. So, what are we doing? Since it's your freedom.
It is. Oh, okay, fine. I finally drinking 24 episodes drinking single malt whiskey. Single malt scotch whiskey, which is, this is my juice, this is my nectar, this is my ARVs.
After putting,
I run
so
the
excited
shit.
After the chubuku, you're like, yo.
Going from the hell of chubuku to taking this sweet nectar from the gods. We're at the 12-year-old single malt whiskies, which is your Glenfiddich, and we're having a Singleton. Singleton of Dufftown. That's what we're drinking.
How's the Singleton of Dufftown, the 12-year, different to the Talefire, the one that you like?
Ooh, the Talefire is also a 12-year. So it's basically this, but except they take this one out at 10 years, and for the last 2 years, then age it for the last 2 years in a sherry cask. And that sherry cask just gives this great sweet finish.
So you're saying this one's better than the Talefire?
No.
So then, what do they do to the Talefire?
That's what they do to the Talefire. This is the normal.
Oh,
so they just leave it in the same
oh,
barrel.
They just leave it in the...
They just leave it in that barrel.
12 years a slave.
Yeah, 12 years a slave. At the Talefire, they have it has a bit of a slash of freedom and shares 2 years in the sharing cast.
It's free.
They free it like Simke.
Talefire is rare though. They discontinued it. I don't know why, but anyway.
You can find it at Mary's Inn.
In Gatlahong.
It's there. Fam, I don't know. Since they've discontinued it.
Yeah, they have.
But also just loving like Shum's like excitement about this whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Like, you're like, you know when they interviewed the kid just before Reggie's Rush? And he was like, listen, you don't even know. I'm about to turn left. It's going to be like, you see, and if I do this right, then I can get the thing. Because, you know, the way the PlayStation was made, but the PlayStation 1, not the PlayStation 2. The PlayStation 2.1 is kind of different because what they did was they freed it.
No, shut up, kid. Go take a run. Oh, man. And another one is the Glenfiddich, which is your classic 12-year-old. Pretty good 12-year-old. Difference in price point of about $150. With Singleton is about $550. Glenfiddich is $400 on the dots. Yeah.
$400 weird because... So remember we did the Jamison one?
Yeah.
And I found like... And I was like, it's $400. That's wild. Then I found one, same bottle, but like just different area. I wasn't inside.
Yeah.
And that it was like what, $350 like it
I think
was,
they charge was... you they charge they charge you wrong way because the normal Jameson is about three something.
Yeah.
The 400 one is that Cost Master.
Mmm.
I think they charge you for a Cost Master and give you a normal bottle.
Ish. They try to give my wife a boob job.
Yes.
I would never been mad.
She came out plain.
She didn't go to Dr. Miami. Alright, so what are we starting with?
Let's start with the Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich, aka December's favorite drink.
Oof. Fam, this is the show.
This thing pops out in December. December in KwaMashu, this thing is jumping. Like, this and... You see, okay. The taxi bosses get the Johnny Blue. Because it's like, alright. But the Glenfiddich is like... Because also, fam, you go to the hood, you're like, Glenfiddich. And the host is like, woo, even though they don't like whiskey.
This is true. Guys, also, some edumacation. Don't fucking mix your whiskey with Coke and shit, especially if you're drinking single malt. You're stupid. So you're going to have it with ice. And if you don't want to chill too long with your drink, a little bit of normal water. Not even soda water.
What's a single malt mean?
Single malt is... So, a lot of whiskeys, what they do is that they'll make a batch, like a batch of whiskey, like with all the ingredients, and then move it from that batch and then separate it and then put it into different things and then like distill it in a certain way and then bring it all together at one point. Single malt and single batch, it's you put all these ingredients together. That same set of ingredients goes from one step to the next, all the way to the bottling process, and that is it. No additives, no takeouts.
So, why not do that for everything?
Because some guys like Johnny likes blended whiskey. So blended whiskeys, what they'll do, they'll either take other blends or most likely single malts.
What do you mean blends?
Blends is a mixture of other whiskeys.
Why would you want to do that?
Because a certain whiskey, for example, if a whiskey, this whiskey is sweet, for example, and another whiskey has got a tangy aftertaste, but it's not necessarily sweet. You want to add those two tastes together in flavor notes. You can mix them in a certain ratio.
I've never had a tangy whiskey.
Tangy, no, like tangy finish. I'm just saying, like, I'm just giving you an example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a hyperbole.
Yeah. Okay. So one is more woody, and then the other one is has more of a sweet finish, but it's not woody. You want a sweet finish, but a woody tone to it.
Yeah.
You'll mix the two in a certain ratio to get that. That you can't call that a single malt whiskey. Even though you mix two singles together, you can't call that single anymore. It's now blended.
Okay.
So
I've never understood you when you were asking for single malt. So like, okay, he wants.
Single malt is like it's the pure. It's for me. It's like the purest form of whiskey.
So you're into whiskey eugenics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whiskey Nazi.
Yes, I'm a whiskey Nazi. That's what it is. So yeah, these are mixed for that barrel.
Speaking of eugenics, Mary Stopes is a eugenicist.
No way! Tell us the story.
Wait a second.
She disowned her son because he married a woman who wore glasses.
Oh, wow. Sway.
Was she South African?
No, British.
Yeah, that's Mary Stopes.
Maybe that's where she got the like abortion idea from. She was like, never again.
Is Mary Stopes international?
I think so.
The show, she was. I forget the story of her, but she was the first woman to fight for women's rights and to fight for women to have the right to have an abortion.
Hmm. Mm.
Too bad that Lily didn't have the right to marry her son. Damn.
Yeah, but she was deep in eugenics, deep, which is like contradictory, dude. Like,
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Mary stops as abortionist. Just to let our listeners know.
I mean, I feel like our listeners like most of our listeners have visited Mary's office sometimes. On one day or another, it's been like, yo, listen.
So.
Scratch off the rest of your day.
Yeah.
How many abortions have you guys done?
Oh, personally.
obviously with the person.
Two.
I think I'm on. I think two or three.
How do you not remember these things, fam?
Fam, because like after the second time, it's like, alright, like we know what we gotta do.
Oh.
Also, it was a long time ago. I haven't been to Mary's office in like 4 to 5 years.
Same, yeah. It's been many a year since my last. Thankfully.
But shout outs to Mary. You are doing God's work. Like, don't let anybody tell you different.
Okay.
Had you started earlier, you wouldn't have had the problem with the kid with the glasses. But speaking of crazy white ladies, since we are starting there and it's entertaining, guys, there were actual legitimate wanted posters of Vicky Mumford.
Is there wanted posters?
I saw one today. And
please steal one for me. I really want a wanted poster of Vicky Mumbai.
But I think I saw it on Twitter and I think they did it as a joke. But like, it's like, wanted. Have you seen this racist? I was like, yes, please.
Because she was supposed to pay a fine, yeah? Or did she pay the fine and does she need to serve? What was,
I think the fine was a wild amount of money.
I think even Elizabeth is housing her.
Right?
Let's just look in Ibn Elizabeth's attic.
We'll find Vicky Mumbug.
Yeah.
Actually, because Penny
Sparrow's not dead. She's also in there.
Elizabeth is saving all the races.
Yeah.
He's like, you know those like Anne Frank. He's like whoever hid Anne Frank.
Oh yeah.
He's like that person and Vicky Mumbug is Anne Frank is just like, yo, listen, Nazis.
Yeah,
right.
They're Nazis.
Actually, we slid past that quickly. Like, Itzebeth was at the World Cup. Was like, yo, you did all this wild racist shit. And it's like, listen, I'm kind of busy right now. I'll get back to you when I'm back.
Also, did you see Itzebeth at the winning of the... Oh, shout out to the Boca winning the World Cup. Cool. Itzebeth was throwing up...
did you see
like a child.
Wasn't Elton Yankee? It was the reserve scrum half.
There's
a Chanchis in his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other Elton.
Doesn't name start with an H or something?
He was throwing it up like a child. You know a child at a party where like, you grab them on the arms and you throw them up in the air? Don't let another grown man do that to you. That's problematic.
Oh, Nunuza.
Yeah.
But yes. Vicky Mumbug is on the run and I think she's hiding in Cape Town.
Guys, if you see her at Partum Alcoholics, let us know where she is.
Right? Vicky, please come through. You can be safe here.
I only snitch if there's a reward.
I mean, I'd snitch on her.
I'd snitch. Yeah. I'd snitch if she's at like a restaurant and I see a restaurant. I'll snitch and then film it. So like, let's see the cops take her down.
No, but actually, Do makes a good point because also... snitching is effort. This is actually why white people are weird. It's like snitching requires that you stop what you're doing, call 10111, listen to the music.
Have you ever called 10111?
I don't know, I haven't. I've never been in this situation.
I've called 10111. It's actually fucking useless. It's still what there's no fucking point in calling 10111, let's be honest. There's nothing they're doing, they're fucking doing nothing.
Is there
they're coming there. At their own pace, not even sirens blazing, just to come and take down your statement. So nothing reactive or proactive. They're coming there to see the aftermath and take note that there was an aftermath to take note of. That's it. That's all they're doing.
Wait, is there waiting music? Because that would be amazing.
I don't remember if there's
like
waiting
Kenny
music.
G, like
possibly. Possibly there's waiting music, but I can't remember. I just remember they came there all smiles. So I got hijacked, right? I was in front of my father's yard. And then called them like, yo, I just got hijacked.
Pause.
Yeah.
For a second. Let's start the story from the beginning.
Mm.
Actually, before we do that, let's taste this and then start the story from here, because this sounds like a wild ass story.
It's
all right.
Okay, cool.
So,
get for the shot. Shooter.
It smells nice. It doesn't work well as a shooter, but it smells nice.
Ooh, it hits the sinuses.
Mm.
Smooth though.
Woody.
I like it a lot.
Film is in heaven right now.
Mm. And then we're also having Glenfiddich ice and a little bit of water. All good.
Okay. Now, you were hijacked.
Yes. So, I was still in varsity. I think I was in second year, if I'm correct. I can't remember. And, dude, all my books were in my boot, right? I had my laptop in my boot. I was staying over at my father's place that weekend. And I had my Timberlands in the boot. Ish. And they're like special edition ones. They weren't like the normal ones.
Don't worry, you're not in New York.
So. Oh, damn. Still though, hey. So I had the Tims in there. And so my father's motor for the gate wasn't working. So it was a manual thing. So I parked there. I jump out, car still running. And I go to open the gate. But the gate is locked. But they knew I was coming. So I'm like, oh shit, okay, I must call them in to open the gate. So as I'm talking about the phone, a white Golf 3 Jetta parks right behind my car. Immediately, I'm like, oh, fuck, I know what's going on here. Two guys jump out. There's one guy driving. He stays in the car. As the two guys jump out, he drives up the street. So I'm like, ah, okay. But the two guys come to me, guns blazing. So I'm like, fuck. Okay, give him my phone, give him my... the car keys were in the car. Now, this is the point where my parents are angry with me, because as he took my phone, I'm like, dude, at least give me back my SIM card. My parents are like, what the fuck? Just shut the fuck up. Why are you... like, this, I'm telling them the story afterwards. But, you know, a SIM card was valuable back then. There was no such thing as SIM swaps back then. I'm revealing my age. SIM swaps was new.
So
hey, your numbers were calling,
hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Not my house.
My house was expecting me that weekend. Now, hey, no one was silent on that weekend. Anyway.
Did they take your SIM card off?
No. Oh. The dude laughed at me while putting a gun in my face.
I'm going to text your house.
Yeah. Took my phone, took the car. Ish. Now I'm thinking, what must happen now? Now the gate is locked, the car is gone, the guys are gone. Luckily, they didn't shoot my ass. The gate is locked.
Yeah.
My parents still don't know I'm outside. Now I'm standing there. Hey! shouting from the gate to the house. Come open for me.
Mom.
Come open for me. The timer comes. Oh, no. My stepmom comes. I'm like, Shem, where's your car? Like
stepmoms.
Hey, so Jen, what happened was.
What happened was they stole the thing. They're like, no, you're lying. I'm like, they took it now. They took it in the house. Yeah, they took it.
You know, you have daily routines, no?
Yeah.
So after getting hijacked, the next morning or the morning after that, did you wake up and just do your morning routine and go to your car?
Nah, yeah, don't do that.
I did that when they jacked my PlayStation. Jacked my PlayStation, woke up on the weekend, had the plan, Gran Turismo 3, cereal. So I set the cereal up, set the TV up. I had this little racing chair, put it in front of the telly.
Oh.
Sit down. One problem, bro. Fuck. And it's not the first time that happened. It happened about 3 or 4 times.
Shit.
Like, just wake up and like, I grudge as well. I'm going to do something. Laps. Some hot laps. Nope.
Yo.
The fuckers even stole a 6-pack of Coke.
Really?
And then their hands were so full. They opened the plastic seal of the 6-pack of Coke, took 2 Cokes out and left 4 behind.
Yo, also South Africans is mad cheeky like that. I remember when my parents' place was burgled. The sort of like front part of the house, like the kitchen and the lounge and stuff, that's, you can get into that, but like to get to the bedrooms, there's like another door and you can lock that door.
Mm.
So the one time my dad's paranoia like works in his favor, like locks the door, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Apparently they came in, jacked like the TV and a laptop, but all like the valuable shit's like in the bedroom. So it was just like a TV, a laptop and some other shit. So at some point, I guess they clearly got bored. My mom had made chicken for the next day. She just like roasted a chicken. Fam, they took the chicken. They were like, alright, cool. You're not gonna give me. And they took the chicken. Bounced. They took like some other, and the kettle. And we were like, fam, a kettle. Like, what are you gonna do with it? You're not gonna sell this
for someone's more than baby mom is asking for this kettle.
Fam.
Baby mom is asking for this kettle.
What the Veza was like, listen, you keep telling me you're gonna get a kettle and you never get a kettle. And
now
my Levin was like, I gotta make a plan.
Dude. And did you, when you call the cops, what happened?
Oh fam, the cops are fucking useless.
Exactly.
We called the cops.
This is the whole thing.
Yeah. We called the cops, they got their, my mom noticed first because she woke up at like, I want to say like 6. That's usually when she wakes up. Called the cops. I think they got there at like 10. Then we had to go to the police station.
Oh, shit.
They were like, oh, alright, cool. Well, the way my life is set up, you have to come to the station, give your statement. Went to the station, gave a statement, got a case number, and that was it.
Fuck's sake.
That was awesome.
Do you know, there's two... Okay, the first one was this hijacking. And call the cops. This was like... We're talking about maybe between 8 and 9 at night. So it's not that late. Or not that early in the morning. It's a relative time. The cops are active at that time. Or at least they should be. Came through all hunky-dory, chilling. They probably expected sandwiches of those fuckers anyway. And they literally just took the statement and then kicked it. Did nothing, no canvassing, no nothing, didn't ask any questions, didn't even come with guns most likely. They just pulled through, took the statement, fucked off. At least now we had a case number. But they did, there was nothing active at the time to go, hey guys, on the radio, look out for this car. No, none of that. None of that shit went down. The second time where I saw, you know what cops are, so fucking useless. Is when I was on my bike and a lady drove into me while I was at a stop sheet while on my bike. Dude, doesn't the... So the cops arrive on the scene, right? One cop was interrogating the lady. The other cop was helping me sort out my life, get the ambulance there, whatever the case may be. Come to find out when I get to the police station after leaving the hospital, doesn't the fucking cop, instead of taking down the number plate of the lady, of the car who hit me, took down the number plate of the ambulance that is taking me to the hospital. What help is that? Now we don't have the number plate of the lady who actually hit me.
Whoa! So Georgina got away scot-free.
Nah, the dude behind me had a dash cam. Caught the whole thing on camera.
You know, white people really make snitching an art.
Dude, the dude followed her to the... Because while I was taken to the hospital, the dude followed her. Waited for her to give her full statement. Then it was like, nah, I heard all of her statement. She's lying. Here's the video. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, everything. Her statement was that, oh, she was parked and I was speeding on my bike and crashed into her. Mm. But the damage was in the front of her car, which makes no fucking sense.
And the rear of your bike. So you put exactly. The bike into
reverse. Hello, right?
It doesn't have...
Fam.
It doesn't have a reverse. No.
Exactly. How crazy is this?
No, but also if you're a policeman, surely you know that there's no reverse gear on a bike.
Bruh, the policemen who arrived at the scene weren't even there when the different police taking down the statement that's sent in the police station.
Oh, wow.
Was it lunchtime?
Ish. That was in the morning. This is the morning I was going to work.
breakfast.
No,
time.
Lunch starts lunch at 11:30.
Right.
You don't know.
It starts at 11:30, ends at 4.
Do you remember when we were registering the company at Cipro? And then as soon as the minis start coming, the corn starts coming into the office. Shut it down.
Yeah.
All the booze just started closing. It's like, what's going on? What's going on?
We had to sit and wait for these meals to be eaten, bro. Before we can register a company.
It's not even a lie. I wish it were a lie.
The worst thing is that at what point in your mind do you think taking down the ambulance number plate is relevant and not the the number plates of the accident?
They wanted to make sure you're safe.
Oh, they killed me. Our cops are problematic.
Guys, don't hate on Mazibuko, okay?
Mazibuko
loves his job. And December's coming, so
yo.
He's about to get paid. It's bonus season for Mazibuko right now.
And you know, I'm sure it's tougher for them. They can't work as much as they used to because of Uber. Uber's taking their money.
Who?
Uber. You see, because you can Uber now instead of driving, there's less opportunity to bribe in the streets, especially around December.
To be honest with you, it's like only conscious white folk and a few woke people who are Ubering. Yo, people still drinking and driving. You think they're Ubering in Soweto?
Maybe not so wet.
They even made that song, Labadora by Uber.
Fam.
I'm not saying
drinking
not saying
and driving is like, I'm sorry to say this, but it's here to stay, bro. It's like drinking and driving is like meat to South Africans.
It's
a way of life.
It's like trying to convert South Africans into veganism.
Yeah. No, but I get
the
you.
The few gentrified areas are going to go vegan.
Yeah.
The few conscious people are going to go vegan, but that's still 2% of your population. And then,
let me not lie to you. We used to drink and drive a lot. That was the thing. And we used to keep bribe money.
But
that's not a thing anymore.
You
right?
are the 2% that you're an outlier. You're still arguing the outlier's case. Do you think like Mazibuko's not gonna catch people? Like,
no, I get Mazibuko will catch people, but I think his pocket is taking a bit more of a dent than what it used to. Because realize something, you know, you can't now go to Santon on Rivonia Road and ask for bribes anymore. That is
but they catch them
bribe taking. Yeah, not as much anymore because half of those cars now are now Ubers.
I doubt it.
I actually think I agree with him though. I don't think.
I doubt it.
I think there's still mad drunk drivers.
Yes, mad people
saying,
are taking
I'm
Ubers.
I'm not saying there isn't drunk drivers. I'm just saying there's less of them that you can take bribes from.
Yeah, but you're still thinking in the area that you operate in.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be and it's a shame that I'm only listening to like black areas, but like, if I'm gonna, I'll set up in Phoenix, I'll set up in Lens, set up in like any major road feeding into Eldos or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even only do white areas. I'll set up there by Billy's, I'll set up in Foy's.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That setup, you're still gonna get Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to
get
in Megan's
tribal
hands.
Tattoo.
Yeah. But I'm not saying that's not a positive. That's definitely happening. What I'm saying is that before Uber, that was your only option, right?
Well, there was maxi taxis.
But maxi taxis
are
mad expensive.
No, yeah.
You might as well bribe a cop with maxi.
I mean, fam, this is why Uber's so amazing.
Oh my god!
Because like
now, let's say Uber's taken 50% of that market.
I don't even think it's 50%.
50% is.
Big.
I think it's 50.
Big.
You remember something?
50.
Who goes to a concert anymore or whatever that and doesn't Uber?
Mad people.
Now because people realize that traffic in and out is a fuck up.
Mad
but
people. Like yes, there are a lot of Ubers.
There's a lot
concert.
Of Ubers, guys. That's
I'm
what
not,
I'm saying. They're
I'm not. I'm not. Dis-
those people who are not in those mad Ubers used to be in cars that were bribe taking cars.
No.
But think about it. So you have one Uber driving five people. We know when it's squad riding, let's say it's one person driving and like six people crammed in your car, seven maybe, there's always a girl on the lap. So that's still that driver who's drunk and the people in the car is drunk. So I don't think you're substituting much though.
I don't know. I sort of like, okay, I'm speaking from my experience, and I honestly, I don't think, because like,
no, it's only four in an Uber.
It's four in an Uber.
So what?
So you're transporting more people in Ubers.
It's not five.
But I understand what you're saying, that no, it's four. Four people in an Uber.
Yeah.
No, five. Yeah,
it's
five in an Uber.
It's three in the back, one in the front.
Yeah, okay, yeah, four.
Oh, assholes.
You fought with an Uber driver because of that, didn't you?
Bro, I didn't fight
him. Yes, you fought with him. You were mad spicy with that dude.
I just spicy with the man.
You were very spicy.
Fight him.
You did.
Like, I literally just got a little bit spicy.
Then we jumped in Bully and then found ourselves in Crestal parking area for no reason whatsoever.
Like, I mean, listen, life comes at you fast. But that Uber costs 25 rand, which is the cancellation.
Oh, okay. Anyway. I do think that Ubers are cutting into that bribery money.
Yeah, definitely cutting into the market share, but your percentages, I think it's way off. I think that is hyperinflated.
Okay.
Don't think it's that much.
MetroCop
okay.
was taking bribes. Come to the show and tell us.
Listen. No, not even bribes. Let's see the stats.
Yeah.
Let's see the... Okay, but how are we going to run this?
Hey, we'll have to get a MetroCop drunk and ask him.
I never really... Fam, there's so many cops in this.
No, I'm not asking about stats of bribes. I'm saying stats of drunk driving incidents.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, like, if you go to 2014, pull those stats. When did Uber pop?
But you know what's going to happen?
So, the year before Uber popped,
yeah.
Not even the year of, because,
yeah.
It, you know, it's only the early adopters who had Uber. So, go to that year, pull the stats. Go to this year. I'm calling less than 15% change.
Okay, we'll come.
In
listen, we'll come back.
We can
with
only
the facts.
Call like drunk driving incidents.
Yeah. We'll so come we'll back with
to,
the facts.
We'll have to wait for like the 2nd of January when you know the Minister of Police comes.
Exactly.
With the stats.
Oh, and actually, as a fun story, dear family members, please don't gut me out for sharing this. So I'm talking to my sister today, and she just came from titty surgery because she had like a lump in her chest. So anyway, had to chop out a thing. But anyway, so she's telling me about my dad.
What?
So my dad, yeah, it wasn't that bad. It was just like precautionary.
Okay.
But so my dad earlier this week, his brother's like, yo fam, listen. Oh no, he didn't say. His daughter called like, yo, listen, your brother is, his prostate's doing something funny, he's kind of fucked up, and he was like, the hospital in Swaziland says you must wait for 3 weeks. So my mom, as a suggestion, was like, alright, cool. I'm giving a lot of backstory for a story that isn't actually this complicated. But my mom was like, alright, cool, listen, I think you guys should see a doctor in Joburg. They have mad doctors. So then 4 hours later, people were like at my parents' house. And I was like, oh, shit. But I was like, I didn't mean come here. I meant
late.
It's cool. Late. Whatever. But like, so my dad has had the biggest thing with Ubers for the longest time. Like, even for Nash's wedding, like, he wouldn't take an Uber. He's like, oh, I want to drive.
Why? We're all getting super litty.
Don't understand. Like, we all, like, literally, we're all like,
for Nash's wedding, liquors was flowing.
And we're like, fam, isn't it, we're all going to this thing? And he's like, no, but I just don't feel comfortable with what. I don't know. My dad's old. I'm not going to pretend I know how to figure the thing out. Anyway, his brother arrives in town. And, like, the next day is the Rugby World Cup. His brother arrives in town with, like, a whole prostate thing. It's like, yo, please take me, like, doctor's thing. Does my dad not say, so, I kind of have friends to meet that we're going to watch the final with and then we're going to watch the dog. So, like, I don't know what And the story, like the way my sister told the story is fucking hilarious, because she's like, my dad was, he didn't give a fuck. He was just like, so listen, cool, you good? Just because my dad doesn't have Uber, like, yeah, my sister has the, like, their Uber account. So he's like, just order that thing there. That's where I'm, here's the address. Are you good? You good? You're not good. It's fine.
Everybody's good.
Listen, your prostate will be here tomorrow. The box of plane today. Yeah.
Take this Uber to your appointment.
I'm out of here. Yeah, if you need to get to the hospital, there's the kid. She got Uber on the phone. Like, I'm out. I'm taking the Uber. And apparently he enjoyed it. He was like, it was one of his first times. He was like, oh my gosh, guys, Uber might be a thing. And I was like, oh, look at you. You're about to run up a credit card bill.
sure.
But yeah, that shit as well. I think this is a sort of hard veer right left. I think I've discovered the perfect crime.
What do you mean?
Did you know that if there's no way for air to escape and you blow into a woman's vagina, you can murder her?
What? Wait a second. What? What do you mean?
If there is no way for air to come out,
please do not try this at home.
Please, guys, please.
Do not condone these actions. Please don't kill our queen. Shape or form.
I only found this out just because I listened to weird ass fucking podcasts.
What do you mean? But how do you, like,
if you create a situation where there's no air, where there's no way for the air to escape, and you go, and you like, not like, but you like almost like you're blowing a balloon.
Yeah.
You can create an air embolism.
Oh.
And then she's dead. And air embolism, like, how the cops gonna, how they trace it back to you?
Gonna affect all your saliva particles in her uterus.
Yeah, and you're gonna say, I was eating her out. Like, what do you mean? Like, I murder her, shit. Oh yes, God, I ate the pussy.
What the fuck is
but
this? No, this can't be true.
I even Googled it.
And?
It's true. Like, there have been cases. It's rare cases because it turns out it's kind of difficult to seal
the air
coming out. But one lady got an air embolism from fucking herself with a carrot. Don't ask me how.
There must have been a fucking huge ass carrot. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, fam, I don't know. There she was fucking the carrot and then she was dead.
Also, at what point are you actually you know what, it's a running joke that you can take a cucumber or carrot or whatever it's gonna be. But ladies, when are you actually, you're not gonna actually do that. Come on now. Go buy yourself a little dildo or a vibrator or whatever.
Cucumbers are cheaper. And do
really
usage.
Though? Are you and gonna do use are you gonna you use some it. Fresh produce for such things?
I imagine bitches be washing it and then you put it in the grater, the little like lean green chopping machine.
I'm never eating salad at a bringing bride ever in my life. I'm never eating bringing bride salad for as long as I live.
Actually, just eat around the kilo. No. Don't eat the eggplants. No. Don't eat the cucumber.
Can't eat the carrots. Can't.
Fuck.
That's the whole salad, fam. Can't do fuck all. No way.
That's all I can eat.
Oh my god!
You know what?
If
you eat a bring and bride salad and you come back with a cold sore, I'm laughing your ass out. I am laughing your ass out, man.
Imagine catching an STD from a salad.
This was happening! It's happening! I'm telling you, it's happening, fam.
Gonorrhea side dressing. Imagine.
Yo, I mean, that might be low-key. No.
No, what do you mean? What are you going to say?
I feel like this podcast is better than the LO in the sex education. We can get this in school, bro.
No,
big fact.
School sex education is so
it's
trash, bro.
Let's sell this to the government.
Fam.
Can be like, guys.
Guys, IDC. You better be listening.
Here's your curriculum.
Yeah.
We'll put it in a nice digestible way for the kids.
Don't blow in the vagina.
What is a rosebud? Discuss for 20 marks.
Don't blow the vagina.
Oh my god.
Why should you not douche with water?
Yeah, yes.
I still really want to talk to anyone who's ever rosebudded. Cause that's a special talent. Like, why would you want to do that? Who was the first person who thought this is cool? Who was the second person who was like, yeah, I co-signed that?
Fam, it's like the first person who ever ate a chicken egg. It's like, oh, I watched this thing come out of a chicken's ass. Let me eat it and see what it's like.
No, like, but animals eat chicken eggs. Like, so eggs I can get. Fam. Your anus falling out of your body. And people being like, yeah, that's sexy. I likes that.
I don't know, but first person, like, smells like shit. It's like, let's slow boil it.
Bam.
Steam the shit, make the house smell like shit.
Bruh.
And then eat it.
What about tribe?
This I tribe. Can, yeah,
yeah,
tribe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but
I can co-sign
the whole awful, the whole awful track, like the whole.
Yeah, that's
more. Just not just the stomach part, but like people eat the esophagus, people eat the genitals, the whole vibes. Everything.
Yeah, it's like that without the genitals.
Yeah, who was the first person who saw giblets and it's just like.
That's the thing. That's part of what I'm talking about. Like, the whole
giblets.
Things that is not. You know,
giblets
not like
kind meat. Of nice. I don't know, maybe my dad is weird. My dad used to eat giblets like as a kid and he used to always be like, and as a kid I'd be like,
child giblets. Giblets are alright, so they do the things.
I'm saying, who was the first person to saw chicken balls and be like,
Actually, this is the tasty part of the chicken.
Get him.
I'm still trying to get bull testicle.
Who's the first person who ate monkey brain?
Alright.
Apparently in Thailand, they put a live monkey. So there's a table with a hole in it, and you put a live monkey underneath it.
You just saw that in Indiana Jones.
You knock the brain out and you eat it.
My uncle said apparently he did that, but he said he did it in China. He said the first time he went to China,
it's
they have a thing. Table, and it's like, he said he
a live monkey.
This, okay, he didn't say it was a live monkey, but
they kill it. Well, obviously they kill it when they take the hair off. Fam. You must chow the brains.
He said he didn't even know because, like, it was just a table with a hole and the brain thing, like, presented. So he was like, oh, this is cool. And then, like, he asked us, like, yeah, you just put the spoon, blah, blah, blah. And it turned out monkey's delight.
You see? Also, what's this monkey gland sauce that's probably selling?
I've asked that question since I was 5.
It's such a
what is monkey gland sauce?
What is monkey gland sauce?
Is this like monkey livers, like the lymph nodes there?
I'm gonna be so disappointed if it's just barbecue sauce. That's gonna be the worst fucking thing.
It probably is.
Talk about things you can do in the East. So I'm going to Cambodia in Jan and I get to bazooka a fucking anything. Like a cow, a sheep, a chicken, an elephant if I want to.
Okay, now hold that thought. What did you think of the blend footage?
Oh.
What is the proper way to pronounce this?
I don't know. You know the Scottish do stupid things.
Oh my God. Why are you pour?
Because this is a hard bottle to pour from.
What are you doing?
This, because the bottle is weird. It's okay, sorry.
For those of you who did not see. No, he spilled all of it.
He spilled all the singleton. I spilled a little bit of it. The bottle is weird, it's oblong, so you have to hold it a bit weird. Anyway, so I get you. So I was watching this thing called Dog Tourism on Netflix. Was it on Netflix?
Yeah, it was on Netflix at some point.
And so I was like looking at all the places I was going to. So I'm going to Vietnam and Cambodia in Jan. And I was looking at, oh, let me watch this Dog Tourism. Maybe they have some stuff. And they have Cambodia on Dog Tourism. Mm-hmm. And apparently, you can go and... Because obviously, you know, Cambodia went through this whole civil war thing. Well, not civil war, but whole unrest. And Pol Pot was like the Ugandan... What's it? Ugandan?
Oh, Idi Amin.
He was like the Idi Amin. So he'd kill like all the smart people. If you're wearing glasses, Pol Pot's killing your life.
Dead.
So... He was also a crazy motherfucker, and there was a whole lot of weapons, like a ton of weapons in Cambodia that just haven't been used. There's still like, there's more landmines in Cambodia than any other place in the world.
Shit,
unexploded landmines.
Fuck.
Yeah. So they use rats, like big rats in Cambodia, to sniff out landmines because they train them to sniff out landmines. That's like, and they do like sections of the country every day. So there's still a lot of weapons that they're trying to get rid of. So what they do is that, as a tourist, if you have the cash, you can go to this place and they give you a fucking bazooka and you can bazooka whatever the fuck you want.
Fam, are you just going on holiday to Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah. I am going to go and bazooka something. I don't know what I'm going to bazooka, but I'm going to bazooka a thing.
Wait, before you continue, Glenfiddich, what do you think?
Ah, it's a steady, hey. It's a good... It's for the price, it's one... It's between this and Glenlivet on at the 12-year-old stage that you can get at this price. So at the price point for a single malt 12-year-old, you can't go bad. You can't make a bad decision with Glenlivet or Glenfiddich. You really can't.
Yeah, but what did you think?
It's good. It's good. I'd buy this. I'd buy this from the reg.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, rated it... So, my thing was that... It really wasn't bad.
It's not exciting, though.
Yeah, there was nothing about it. Like, it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
It's
your in the week drinker. You can pour this after work.
I would get Pogues then.
Pogues is good, hey?
It is.
Guys, it Pogues is. Pogues might be really the star good. Of this season. Pogues just might like be the legit. One. Yeah, to be honest with you, I'd actually get Pogues because it's cheaper a little bit.
And it kind of tastes a little bit better. Like, or at least there's something more about it. Like,
there is something more about it.
Glenfiddich for me is, it's very bland. Like, it is. It's not bad, it's not good, it's not anything. It's just.
Glenfiddich is your starter whiskey. If you want to get into single malt whiskeys, Glenfiddich is the point you start at.
Okay.
And... you work your way into Glenlivet, and then, or if you're feeling a bit stronger, Glenmorangie, which has a much more pronounced taste, and then you'll get into your singletons and the likes, once you're a bit more aged in the whiskey drinking.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's the standard. I'm literally giving this maybe a 6.5 out of 10.
How do you know when you're aged in the whiskey drinking game? Is it when
you can start drinking like proper peated stuff?
When you're a judge and you have a BEE belly.
No, like,
how do you know when you're aged?
When you've drunk enough whiskey to know what Altmore tastes like.
When you
like.
Drive through the neighbor's wall.
No. when you've had enough types of whiskey to know, okay, a lot of the single malt whiskeys taste the same. So you can pick up a cheap single malt whiskey and it's going to taste the same as an expensive single malt whiskey, but you'll dodge on the expensive one.
Yeah, but you just said when... You know, you went through the tiers of whiskey, and you said when you're ready, when you're aged.
Yeah, when you know your stuff, when you've drank all the Glens, and then you realize that the Glens are overrated, unfortunately, because they've been marketed that way. When you know stuff, when you know like arb whiskeys that you only find in random bars like Altmore is a fantastic whiskey. It's one of the best whiskeys I've ever tasted. I'll probably in Johannesburg, I've only seen it in maybe 2 bars ever, and it's very light. It's my taste of whiskey, and you'll probably only be able to get it online, or maybe at Macro. And it's not expensive. It's not super expensive. It's about $600 a bottle for single malt, and for single malt is mad expensive.
Yeah.
But I will choose that Altmore over $600 bottle of Glenfiddich. If I was not. If I didn't know my whiskey tasting, I'd take the 15-year-old Glenfiddich single malt and think that's the bee's knees. When actually, for the same price, you can get the Altmore. Fuck Glenfiddich.
So 12 years ago, someone started making this shit.
12 years ago, no, more than 12 years ago. Because remember, it's a whole distilling process up until it gets into the barrel. It only starts aging once it's in barrel. So this thing has been in a wooden barrel in Scotland for 12 years. Before it was bottled.
So how's this shit not 4,000 rand? Like,
because they make so many bottles of it. Because the barrels are big. Or there's many barrels.
I don't have time to make that shit.
The most expensive whiskey. The most expensive whiskey.
In a weekend.
The most expensive whiskeys is the Glenfiddich 75-year-old. There was only like 2 barrels of it in the world.
Rand?
Yeah. So it's like... The 75 is almost 1 million rand. I remember the pricing because it goes. It's this was about 5 years ago. It was 750,000 rand a bottle for the Glenfiddich 75-year-old. The Balvenie, which even though it has like an Italian sounding name, it's actually Scottish. The Balvenie 75-year-old is half a bar, or maybe even more. That day, that no, it's more. It's it went on the Whiskey Live on auction for.
Like I think I remember the Balvenie. Oh,
it was 1.5 million, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. 1.5 million rand for a bottle of whiskey.
Because I remember last year we went to the Macro, like, they do their whole big annual, we do liquor shit. And the most expensive bottle they had there was 2 million rand.
Yeah. That's probably a Balvenie or Macallan. Those two are the only houses. So Glenfiddich, Macallan and Balvenie, one of the only whiskey houses in the world that keep a 75-year-old aged whiskey. That means it's been in a barrel for 75 years. That's almost more than a person's life before it's been put in a bottle.
How does it taste though?
And
imagine old folk, it's been there for 75 years and it tastes ass.
Have you ever heard this from an old timer? So old timer will tell me, "Yo, I've had this 10-year-old whiskey for 10 years. Hence, it's now a 20." No, that doesn't work that way. It's still a 10-year whiskey. Don't keep your bottles of whiskey for that long. It doesn't age like that. Don't be stupid about it. It needs to be in barrel for that long. I've heard that story way too many times.
Dude, why do you always do your dad dirty? Don't do him dirty like that. He's got a 50-year-old bottle.
Don't tell me Porky Pies if I know better. No, stop it. Oh. Anyway, so we're on to the singleton now.
Dufftown.
Singleton of Dufftown.
Where is Dufftown?
It's where Singleton is.
thank you for that wealth of information. You were doing so well this episode. A much worse shot.
What?
Than the Glenfiddich. A much worse shot. This is not for shooting.
Oh, that's not funny. I actually prefer this as a shooter than the Glenfiddich shooter. We have such different tastes. It's problematic.
That is not a good shooter. That is, I can taste that it's a better whiskey, but it is not a good shooter.
How do you taste it's a better whiskey? Tell us a story.
Okay, in my own personal taste buds. Thank God it doesn't like linger very long. But like it tastes, it's like, it's not smoother, but it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's less woody.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm shooting it, like that's the only sort of taste you get. Like you just get the harshness, the wood, and sort of like that light quality. It just like all rushes through and it goes. But it has like a lot of harshness, whereas the Glenfiddich, when you're shooting it, has less harshness but much more wood. Which is weird. Like there was some point when I was shooting that where it sort of felt like, again, like you remember like earlier in the season I said, yo, like it feels like you're sort of licking a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could almost taste the splinters.
I like that though.
I
like that. I like the wood, but not but not the peat.
I don't like wood. See, I love a good bit of peat.
You like a peaty whiskey. We'll do a peated whiskey episode, and I'll hate it. But yeah, you also love it. I know this whiskey well, because Singleton is hard to come by. It should be more popular than it is. I think because it looks like old. It looks like an old man's whiskey. Not a lot of scriss are picking this up.
Yeah.
Because you have the bottle and the design. There's like a fish on it, or I think it's a trout. And it looks old. It looks like it's made for an old man, but it's a really good whiskey. I actually prefer it. So if I'm gonna give this Singleton of Dufftown, if Telfar was here, I'd give that like a 9, maybe a 10 out of 10. But because this is the normal Singleton, without the cherry cost, I'm gonna give it 7.5 out of 10.
I like the fact that it has a bit more character, like. It tastes a bit more like just drinking it normally. It tastes a bit more like something.
And that's what whiskey is supposed to taste, because remember, they make so much less of the Singleton than they do of the Glenfiddich.
Mm.
Glenfiddich has become so mass market, it's actually...
And I think that's kind of the problem I have with the Glenfiddich, in that, like, you can taste that they're making it to appeal to as many palates as possible.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really taste like anything.
No. So Glenfiddich is competing with, like, your Johnny Double Black kind of thing. So if you want to impress people, whatever the case may be, you'll bring a Glenfiddich. Oh, okay, cool. You sharp. You better at a braai. You still take a Glenfiddich to a braai.
Mm.
And you'll be okay with it. No one's going to think you over the top.
But this is always my confusion when people are trying to impress people, especially with brands, right?
Mm.
You're trying to impress people with the thing everybody knows.
Mm.
But the thing everybody knows isn't really that impressive. Like, okay, because we know it, we maybe have more reference points. But surely the more impressive thing is to be like I've never heard of Altwood.
Altmore,
whatever. Until today. Yeah. It's to be like, yo, this is Altmore. It's from that behind this what where why, like, and then there's a whole backstory. Whereas if you're like, oh, this is Glenfiddich, it's like, oh, I know Glenfiddich, that's just like 400 rand in the shop.
The problem is that you take Altmore to a braai and some uncle is gonna then put coke in it.
So maybe you don't take it to the braai.
No, you can't take it to the braai.
Maybe you take it, I'm saying, maybe that's when you're trying to impress your father-in-law. You're like, I fam, actually try this.
I took Singleton Tailfire to a dinner,
mm-hmm.
and at the time I was dating a long-term girlfriend, and her father put coke in that Singleton Tailfire. I was bleak as fuck. I was upset as a motherfucker.
People of Surrey, if you want to know how to piss please buy some single malt and chuck all the cream soda in there.
I'll hate your life.
Chuck pine nuts.
Yo. Dude, I bring this man rare single malt whiskey, and he puts coke in it.
I mean, but the thing is, and part of this thing is this. Did you discuss this with him? Like, because isn't the whole point of this podcast is, as much shit as we talk, it is also kind of to educate people about, like, yo, you know, like what you like, but also know why you're liking it.
True.
And so maybe his vibe is, okay, the taste of whiskey is harsh for me. Taste of coke is nice. I like to get drunk.
Yeah.
This is a happy in-between.
I knew this timer for many a year. And he's a whiskey drinker. So I'm like, okay, you drink whiskey. But you know these timers. You know the old school timers. When they tell you they drink whiskey, it just means they drink a lot of it. Not different types.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So he drinks a lot of a certain type of whiskeys. We're talking about Bells. We're talking about your Jamesons. We're talking about your Johnny Blacks. Yeah.
Guys, don't put Bells and my baby in the same
sentence. No. It is part of the same crew.
They're not part of the same
crew. JB, Bells, Johnny Black, and Jameson. Same fucking quartet.
Oh, the slander.
Same quartet of drinking.
Baby, I still love you. I still love
you. So this man tells me, okay, I drink whiskey. I'm expecting, okay, so you drink whiskey? Cool, you drink whiskey. So I tell him, yo, you used to drinking blends. Irish blends, Scottish blends, whatever the case may be. I told him, fam. And I show him, yo, look at this. Look at this, baby. This is like a rare single malt. Yo, you gotta have this thing with ice and then leave it. And that's all I said. Maybe I should have reiterated as to how important this is. That you can't dash it. Doesn't this man come back with a glass of coke? And I'm thinking, uncle, did you have the single malt? Did you have the Singleton Tailfire? He's like, yeah, I know, it's in here. Doesn't he show me a glass of coke?
Ish.
Fam.
Also,
you're going to destroy my life and my respect for you.
That's the risk.
Pull that stunt.
That's the risk you run in life, fam.
Pull that stunt.
I think that's why you broke up with
me. Maybe, partially. In the back of my mind, it was how dirty he did that single malt whiskey.
Okay, so wait, tell us. Now we can get to it. What are you murdering a cow with?
Oh, so I'm going to Cambodia and I'm killing a cow with a bazooka.
Can I ask? ask a couple of things. First off, where did you find this?
Yeah.
Why? What training is involved? Like, safety thing?
There's no training, like, there's no safety.
Where is the explosion happening?
At the cow. At the cow end of the explosion. The cow is feeling the explosion, not me.
How far is the cow?
He's far, fam. The cow's far.
What if you miss the cow?
I'm taking a second shot if I miss the cow the first time.
How much is a missile?
I don't know. Whatever they take my money. I'm paying. I'm paying for all the missiles. The RPGs. I'm fucking...
Why are you playing Crash Bandicoot? In real life?
Fam. And where in life? I'm sorry. Like, I know,
this
okay...
This is John Rambo Tours.
Fam. Guys, I know people are going to be upset with me for, like, animal cruelty. I know people are going to be upset with me. How could you be taking advantage of the history of Cambodia? Fuck you all. You know what? When are you ever in life going to shoot a bazooka? You're never going to fucking shoot a bazooka. No matter how much you try. I have the opportunity and the means to go shoot a fucking bazooka. I'm shooting a damn bazooka.
This message was brought to you by Greenpeace. Keeping methane levels low.
And yo, I'm actually saving the planet. If you think about it.
One less cow.
One less cow. I don't know if you get to eat the meat afterwards. I don't know.
Please try that.
Of course I'm going to try. You know me. Of course I'm going to try.
Please try exploded cow meat.
Of course I'm going to try that shit. You know me. Of course I'm going to try. So I was watching this thing called Dog Tourism on Netflix. And they're like, yo, you can shoot a bazooka. I'm like, fam, I'm going to Cambodia. Let me research this thing. So I researched and I found a free day in my tour thing.
After that, are you going cockfighting?
Cockfighting, I saw in Bali, actually. Not in Cambodia. That was pretty chill.
I really want you to be doing the cockfighting.
Nobody cares about the chickens.
What's happening in your life?
No one cares about the chicken.
No, it's good.
And plus, it's not like real cockfighting. They tie blades to the feet of the chicken. It's not real. It's like, it's kind of cheating.
No, but that's kind of lit. It's like ninja cockfighting.
Yeah, but it's over so quick, fam.
Because the chicken's like, haha, it's you don't know my it's like kung fu style.
In cockfighting, the chicken that strikes first is the chicken that's winning.
I don't understand. Weren't you telling me that you were crying in movies for animals?
Actually!
I don't get you.
Listen, when animals have an like pets and animals are different.
You're the same person who didn't want to kill the spider. The giant, murderous spider that was in the house. Because you were like, oh, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah, those spiders are
natural,
fam. He's
not gonna kill you.
I'm not killing that.
Of a bazooka.
I'm not killing this chicken in the cockfight. Am I? I'm just observing the cockfight.
The other chicken's roundhouse kick is though.
I know, right?
Cow about to get it.
The problem with cockfighting is that you don't see anything. I don't understand the hype. They should really ban it because.
Your reasoning is just.
They should ban cockfighting because you can't see shit, actually.
Purely on the basis that you can't see.
Yeah, you can't see. You can't see the actual blow.
That's the only reason why you're banning it.
Yeah. It's not a sport, like, but you need to see the haymaker.
Please,
you know,
submit your CV to the WWE.
Yeah.
Actually.
Just please, like, or like go to PETA.
What you see is these chickens do some wild fucking shit in the beginning. And then the one chicken, after the one chicken's limping. And you know, that's the chicken's gonna fetch the hands. That's all you see. Then it's over. The other one chicken is dead. You don't see the blows, fam. You don't.
Who eats the other chicken?
Nobody eats the chickens.
Why?
Well, maybe the owners do afterwards, but the owners take the dead chickens.
Because that's like food.
The owners take the dead. I'm sure they chow it, but the owners take the dead chickens.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, that's cockfighting in Bali. If you want to see cockfighting in Bali, go chat to people in Denpasar and they'll hook you up. Don't go to like the popular places, they'll frown on it. But Denpasar.
What's gonna get us cancelled? Talking about cockfighting and talking about transgender people.
Well, it was in the last two episodes.
Well, it's a good thing you got to taste your single
mask. Yeah, we're about done for.
But anyway, I get to choose between like. Okay, I'm not going to choose an elephant, even though they gave me the option. That I thought was a bit fucked up. But they, and I'm not gonna choose a cow.
That's why is weird, the elephant? You know, right? Like, why is the elephant fucked up? But
because the elephant is not really used for meat. It's not like a farmed animal. So I really don't care about farmed animals because I eat those anyway. So why must? I think it's a bit hypocritical. If you're gonna eat the animal on the daily, then why feel sorry for them otherwise? If you're gonna eat them anyway, you part of the process of killing them from the start. So I'm not gonna be a hypocrite. I don't eat elephant, so I'm not gonna go and try to kill them. I eat cow. I can kill a cow. Fuck it. I kill a cow anyway from my eating habits.
Shout out to whoever's listening who eats elephant. Like that. Yeah, that's a wild ass meal.
That's a wild one. Yeah. So I get to choose between. Okay, I'm not gonna choose the elephant. I'm gonna choose. Actually, you guys get to choose for me. How about this?
Okay.
Guys, DM at part-time alcoholics on IG. You get to choose where
what
the showman.
DM part-time alcoholics. We're getting cancelled.
Oh, fine. We're still up.
If we're still up before they cancel us.
Before they cancel us. Choose cow, either sheep or donkey or fucking sheep or goat or chickens. Like not one chicken, like a few chickens.
That's a waste of a position.
And that's what I you guys get to choose, and I will shoot. I will, no, those are my three options. I will bazooka whatever animal you guys choose me to bazooka.
You'll bazooka mosquito.
You can't choose no animal. Sorry for the people who want to save this planet. You have to choose one of the animals.
If you want to save the planet, eat more cows.
So one cow, two sheep, or seven chickens. That's the option. I get to bazooka one of them fuckers.
Ooh, okay. I'm so interested. I really want you to take a video of this.
I will take a video.
How this pans out, because
it'll be on my IG. Live maybe. I'll see what happens.
So the IG is getting cancelled.
Yeah. Tell like, and then a few days later, his boss is gonna be like, "Sorry, you are unemployed." Like. Again, not through any fault of our own, but like there's literally not much we can do about
this.
We're gonna bring you on as a consultant.
I'll be fine. Oh, I would love to do that. If you can bring me on as a consultant, great, I pay less tax.
Don't you pay more in medical aid?
No, dude, the scales are totally opposite. I'll pay all my medical aid if you can pay it. If I can pay 25% tax, fuck's sakes. That would be great.
Yo, shout outs to all the people paying tax for shit. Like, guys, tax. Guys, how? We pay. Oh my god, tax hurts my soul. Tax really makes me sad.
You don't really feel it because you pay monthly anyway.
Yeah, but I would love to just get that extra money. Like, that would be nice.
Of course. Of course.
Like, my one friend does freelance. We make about the same, except he has none of the tax obligations, and
he does have tax obligations. He's just not following the tax obligation he has, because he has to pay provisional tax, which means he pays tax twice a year as a lump sum, and if he doesn't, he's gonna get caught.
Perhaps he's about to be arrested.
Yes,
but it sounds nice right now.
It's not, because it's like. You have to pay, instead of us paying, like, let's say you pay 10,000 rand worth of tax in a year. Let's just say, chits and giggles, 10,000 rand of tax. Instead of you paying, or let's say 12,000 to make the maths easier, 12,000 rand worth of tax a year. Instead of you paying 1,000 rand of tax every month, provisional tax means you pay 6,000 rand as a lump sum on your 6 month of employment, and then 6,000 rand of tax in your 12th month of employment. That's what provisional tax for freelancers and contract workers.
But apparently they get a whole bunch of that money back because they just like charge.
Yeah, no, because you, as a contract worker, you can put like your travel, for example, travel to work and back, your stationary costs.
Like you're just like, I'm alive today costs.
You can put a lot of your normal expenses you would have achieved anyway on there and claim it back, but not everything. So it's still a quite a healthy amount of money that you're paying in a lump sum. I'd rather pay it monthly than a lump sum, to be honest with you.
So at the point in this podcast where we're discussing tax issues, right? Yeah. I think that's a good place to call it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good place.
Yeah, let's.
But
we went to some vast shit today. From bribery
to racist,
to cockfighting, to Vicky Momberg hiding in somewhere,
to freelancers and their attack.
Freelancers
so,
and tax.
Everybody, we about to discuss some tax shit because fuck you guys, I like to learn about tax, but it's not necessarily compelling content.
So in this race, Singleton won by 1 point, so 7.5 for me and 6.5 for Glenfiddich.
I'll give Singleton. You know what? Glenfiddich actually disappointed me.
I'm actually gonna give Singleton an 8 out of 10 because this Singleton at Duff Town going down right now with some ice and a little bit of water is actually going down so nice.
8 is a strong number.
I'm giving it an 8.
8 is a strong number. I don't want to score the Glenfiddich badly, but I don't want to score it highly, and that's kind of my problem with it to begin with. Like, it's so very meh.
The Glenfiddich?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
It's so very, like, aight. It's just very middle of the road. It's... Five out of ten. Five, not because five is a good mark, but because five is halfway between.
You realize
you gave
Chibuku 3. You're giving Glenfiddich 5. You gave Chibuku 3.
Chibuku tasted like something.
Chibuku
was not. I'm not saying
the
Chibuku
rotten
was,
ass of a dead carcass.
But that, I don't know. For me, that means more than. Like nothing.
Okay.
Like one of my biggest things is just...
I had a revelation. Guys, Yolz's ratings is based on experience. And the experience you have in the moment. My rating is based on...
Yes, of course.
History.
History is experience, fam. What
no,
are
no,
you
no,
saying?
No, not like what I'm saying. History and just alcohol in general. You rating just based on what you experienced at the specific time?
Yeah.
And that's how you're rating it?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm rating it as an overall. So you can tabulate my ratings. So on the same scale, Chibuku and Glenfiddich are on the same scale of ratings, on the same table. For you, it can't be.
But people... I feel like that's how people drink. People drink in that moment. So... Drinking is a very experiential thing.
Yeah.
It's a very, like... And this is my thing. Like, so, Glenfiddich is... If you're talking to bitches, this is going to be perfectly fine. You're going to be able to give it to them. They're going to be like, oh, this is great, blah, 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 blah. Like, they really won't have a problem with this. And...
Actually, don't. Because I shake a Johnny Black. It's going to be cheap.
That's my point. And part of my thing is... This is what is sort of very disappointing for me. Yeah. So Chibuku, I knew was going to taste bad.
Yeah, okay.
I knew it from the jump.
Mm.
And it was just a case of how bad is bad.
Yeah.
And how... Then what is the experience around this?
Mm.
Whereas this is like... I kind of... I expected something. And it just tastes...
No, like
flat.
Glenfiddich is the safest bet you can make because more people are gonna like it than not.
That is entirely right. It is the safest bet and
safe choice.
I don't like safe. Like
you
safe,
don't like safe exactly. This
like
is,
safe
is one of my points.
Safe is super boring. Buy Pogues. If you were going to spend that money, buy Pogues.
At any point, if you want to buy anything, if you want to buy Johnny Black, if you want to buy Jameson, if you want to buy a Shivers, if you want to buy a Glenfiddich, if you want to buy a Glenlivet, if you want to buy anything in between that, stop yourself and buy a bottle of Pogues.
Yeah, that, because that is actually good.
It's actually good.
It's
if
actually
you want to buy,
good.
If you want to buy Jack Daniels, buy Pogues.
Hmm. Actually, I entirely, yeah, buy Pogues.
Five Pogues.
The Singleton is nice. I will give that somewhere very close to a 7. I do think I've kind of been spoiled because I have tasted the Tailfire. Mm. And I do like whiskeys with a bit more of a kick. So like that's why I really enjoy like the Buffalo Trace and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I like a bit more of that flavor.
Yeah.
Even if it's not necessarily sweetness, but I like it. And it has much more character than the Glenfiddich, but you can still see that they've sort of tried to tone it down.
I get you. The Glenfiddich, yes, it is kind of expensive because they don't have that sort of mass market as the Glenfiddich. But trust me, guys, Glenfiddich whiskies are worth the money. In terms of single malts, they're a good one to get into. Like, if you want to spend something, it's just over $500. You're getting a good ass bottle of whiskey.
It's a Golf.
Yeah.
It's a Golf. It's Golf 5. It's a Golf thing. Like, it's a good, solid, great car. It's not going to give you problems. Yeah. There is nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But I'm the weirdo who wants to buy a fucking Mito.
This is true. I liken the Golf to the Glenfiddich. It's the safe choice. With the Glenfiddich, it's the safe choice. The Singleton, it's the Scirocco. Where parts are going to be, it's still a Golf, but parts are going to be a bit scarce.
Yeah.
You're going to have a two-door.
It's less safe.
It's less safe. But you got a better-looking car.
It's less safe, but you're not quite out in the woods yet.
Actually.
You don't have, like, a Fiat 500 where you're now like, yo, fuck, what's going on?
So, the thing is, if you have the money, take the Singleton. If you're looking for anything else that's not a Singleton in single malt, if you're looking at the single malt range of this Glenfiddich 12-year-old...
Take the Singleton. Just take the Singleton.
No, but Singleton's more expensive. I'm saying that if you don't have Singleton money and you're looking for something a bit cheaper in a good whiskey and you're looking at close to Glenfiddich money, do not take Glenfiddich. Take a Pogues.
Actually, yeah. Ooh, we should have... Is our last episode for the year going to be like a best of?
If the best of is going to happen, you know the Pogues is going to be one of them. Right?
Yes.
Guys, also, we've been doing this podcast for a minute, and it shocked me for a while. Episode 26 is actually 26 weeks in, and it's actually half a year.
Yep.
A bit scary, but a bit cool. Yeah, also, I feel that if you... are we mentioning the Buffalo Trace winner or not?
Have we decided?
I don't know if you decided. I don't even know the contenders yet.
I mean, I know a couple of the contenders. I feel like we could all decide. Don't worry, we'll tell you during the week.
Cool.
You'll find out from our IG page. It'll be Liddy. And then, yeah.
Alright, fam.
Guys, it's been another great episode.
We're about to finish a whole bottle of whiskey and get super lit.
You see what happens when people finish their exams?
We become problems. Fuck studies. Fuck books.
While the exams are still happening,
fuck it all.
Then they want to be good Christians, and everyone else wants to be good Christian with them.
Fam, I'm not even trying to boast, but this is the end of my third degree. I'm tired. I'm done.
Shout outs to the gang.
I'm done. 3 degrees in. I'm done.
Degree gang. We out here. We're gonna shoot all you guys.
Also, on IG, let me know what animal I'm shooting in Cambodia in Jan.
Yeah.
You have quite a bit of time to decide.
Yes.
Let me know.
Oh, also, one last thing. When do we want to do our... Oh, yes. No, never mind. Okay, we will come back to you with this. And then it'll be a thing. But we've got some interesting things planned. Anyway, this has been episode 24 of Part-Time Alcoholics. Crap, we out.